American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
The results of what you do leads you to the next thing.
That's Seth Smith from Nemaha, Iowa. Seth runs SFI Inc. along with wife Etta and parents Lynn and Joy. Their farm in the heart of the Upper Raccoon River watershed of Nemaha was honored last week as Region 3 winners of the Environmental Stewardship Award Program, sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Seth says that conservation and the environment have been top of mind for the Smiths for decades.
The Iowa Cattlemen's Association nominated us for the award. Until we went through the application process and you know, they make this video of your operation, didn't really seem like a process at all. It just seemed like, you know, what we were doing, the direction we were going, and, you know, we try and add something new. A lot of times what you're doing, go to the right instead of the left or vice versa. Kind of a stepping stone type process. We've done multiple different things from collection pond to lagoon for feedlot water runoff. We collect and irrigate all that onto cropland, and we compost all our feedlot manure, and then we do cover crops on almost all of our acres.
Who motivates you to do this, and how do you get these ideas?
Well, they all come from different places. Part of my motivation is from my dad, and he's always been an innovator. My granddad also. I owe a lot to them, just in the sense that they started hauling me around since the time I was born, and fuel that desire and love for the farm. Then when I came home to start farming and join the operation, you know, they let you make some mistakes and do some stuff that seemed a little impractical or crazy to them. And, you know, some of it was, and some of it turned out to be really good. And, you know, it leads you down the road you're going on. And it wasn't a divine plan 15 years ago that we said, you know what, in 15 years we're going to be here. It was, you know, this dirt's blowing bad where we chopped silage last fall. We should plant something out here. We should plant some oats on this after corn silage so we don't have this dirt blowing. Well, that was our first cover crop. And then all of a sudden it just kept going. Well, then we got into the cow business. We'd always fed cattle. We got into the beef cow business. And so the cover crops were a great fit for grazing the cows. Well, the more days that you can graze cows on corn stalks and cover crops that are almost free, so the systems kind of complement each other.
Anything new?
Yeah, we're tweaking the way we apply our cover crops. We use a Y-drop system for our side dress nitrogen, and we're building a unit right now to do that, and we're also going to blow on our cover crop seed in June or July to make a one-pass system so that you're going to get rain between June and Christmas. But a lot of times between October and Christmas, we don't. So if you seed our when we seed our cover crops after the term or the cash crops harvested, sometimes it never rains and you don't get anything established until next spring. And we're trying to avoid that. When a corn comes off, I want it green. And that's what our goal is, to be completely to there. But as far as for this next year, that's probably the biggest thing we're
on a green for Christmas.
That's right.
All right. Hey, well, that's good. Maybe we'll check in later and see how that goes for you. Again, congratulations, Seth. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
That's Seth Smith, who along with wife Etta and parents Lynn and Joy run SFI Inc. from Nemaha, Iowa. And 2017 Region 3 winners of the Environmental Stewardship Award Program presented last week at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.